Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to get into the economy right now, and then we got Marty Schachter coming up for 5 minutes, then Luke Wodowski on the attack on the First Amendment. It's all coming up, and when Luke's home, we'll even try to take some phone calls. I'm going to play the audio. Luke was able to get it to us without music over it, so it's a lot easier to hear. And you will hear the Silverstein security people in plain clothes, and, I mean, these guys outdo, literally. You've got to see the video of it up on prisonplanet.com. Literally outdo people out of the Goodfellas. In fact, I'll check and make sure that's reposted on the main page, but Luke will be joining us. We will be playing that audio as they call him a terrorist and say he's got a bomb. That's a bomb! He's got a bomb! So illegal. In fact, I ought to go pull the Patriot Act 1. It's got, memory serves, $100,000 fine, 10 years in prison for claiming there is a bomb when there's not a bomb, or making a false report. By the way, that is terrorism. When you say somebody's got a bomb, and Luke's so polite to him. Luke's so polite. They walk over, and he goes, take that camera off me. And Luke goes, no, I don't mean any disrespect. I'm just videotaping here. Why are you? And the guy's so dumb, he goes, why are you disrespecting me? Man, I'm just telling you, I don't think I can handle any more mafia types sticking their fat nose in my life, man, other people's. I'm just so sick of you people thinking you can push us around. All we want is freedom. All we want to do is live our lives without you like a bunch of fat hogs sitting on top of us, sucking off on us. We have to like worship you through the culture and the television when you're a bunch of greasy filth. All right, reconnect with me. My SDN's down. We'll be right back. Connection with me in Minnesota. Good. The torture of everything. I don't even know what I was talking about there earlier before that happened. Oh, by the way, some idiot. Last time I called some corrupt mafia person a greasy piece of filth, they go, why don't you like Italians? I don't have anything against Italians, you idiot. I call anybody who's corrupt, oily, and greasy in a dirtbag. But again, everyone's conditioned in the doublethink Soviet America that any time you talk about corruption to bring in race or ethnicity or sexual preference as some way to neutralize the debate. It's like when I caught black guys getting paid off to give a false testimony before the Texas legislature, and the paper called me and said, those are black men, are you racist? And they said, if they were white, would you have reported this? And I said, what? I'm saying cops acting like gangsters are dirtbag greaseballs, okay? Because I say mafia, they want to tie it into some Italian connection. You're the racist.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He was up with us last week, another little visit with us now. I'm going to get into the attack on free speech in America. I can stay connected from Texas to Minnesota. Right now, let's go to Marty Schachter of Calbin Pure Soap. American made, 60 years. They have their 60th anniversary this year, and it is organic. American made soap with no detergents, no petrochemicals, nothing out of an oil well in it. And I love it, and I discovered it, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. It's absolutely fabulous, and I thought, why not have Marty as a sponsor? Marty, good to have you on with us again.
Thank you for inviting me again for Homeland Cleanliness.
Marty, just in a nutshell, tell folks about the products, how they save 85% off supermarket prices.
Can you put the volume up a little? I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry to hear that, Marty.
There you go. Now you're great.
Sure. Go ahead and just tell us a little bit about how you got started, why the soap products you have are different than the petrochemicals you get at the store.
Well, we're very stubborn, very old-fashioned, and very conservative in our cleaning options. We feel, and we've got tens of thousands of families coast to coast that feel the same way, that soap, old-fashioned soap from the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century cleans better, doesn't deteriorate the clothing, costs far less because you use so little of it, It's still used. Old-fashioned soap is still used by motels and hotels in doing all their cleaning. They want longevity of their fibers, longevity of their cost factors, and we feel soap is better. We only make 4 soaps. Bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap, and they'll do 200 jobs. You don't need the all-purpose cleaner and the floor cleaner and the window cleaner and the pre-soaks and all these chemicals that do more harm than good. We feel we've got it. We're happy to share it. And we've done this now for almost a year and a half with Alex Jones endorsing our Pure Soap products. And we got it, and we want to share it.
Well, Marty, you certainly do have it. Marty, how did your family get into real soaps?
Well, my father worked for civil service, and he retired. I just got out of the Army in 1947, and we looked around. What's going on in the American purchasing field? Since I was in chemical warfare for 2 years, I got to know all about all the harmful chemicals that are hurting everything. And we made a decision at that time, well, let's go into the soap business, real soap. And the first product we started putting out was a bar, a pure soap bar, with none of the chemicals and chlorides and additives in there, and it started to catch on. And we started going further. We said, well, if our bar soap works, let's get into hair soap. Let's get into laundry soap. Let's get into dish soap. And that's how we arrived and have improved over all these decades the finest quality cleaning products manufactured in the United States.
And
today,
it's triple concentrated. You bypass the middleman. It's made in America. So on average, you save about 85% off supermarket prices. We use it. My staff loves it. They use it. Marty always sends us free boxes of it, though we don't really ask for that. We appreciate it. Folks, call and get a free catalog from Marty and the family, and he and his son that run the company right there in Oakland, California. And call and get a free catalog, or get the tote bag, the sampler bag, or order a year's supply of soap, or order a month's supply of soap. They got a lot of different packages. Give Marty a call. Marty, give them that number.
800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 for a free catalog, for any information, for anything you need, for free consultation. You got a cleaning problem, call me. I'll be happy to help you.
Well, you're a sweetheart, Marty. 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. We have a link to it over on Infowars.com. If you missed that web address, you can go to Infowars.com, and there's a banner on the left-hand side of the page. Again, that's 5starsoap.com or CalBenPureSoap.com or 1-800-340-7091. At least call and get the free catalog today, ladies and gentlemen. And, Marty, I heard you wrote us a poem. I'm touched.
Yes, I did. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jones keeps on flowing with info that is growing. So you've earned this short poem. No, like it? You don't know him. Alex, you're bliss itself. You win, you touch all bases. If you were packaged on a shelf, I'd buy 12 dozen cases. Your rating is quadruple A at Genesis. You're the most. Business-wise, I've got to say, you are my favorite host.
You're a sweetheart, Marty.
Wow. What a crowd.
Marty.
Thank you.
Marty's now doing sound effects for us.
It's so wonderful. You all get people so wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, Marty, how'd you make that sound effect?
I got all these people here. I got 2,000 people standing here listening to me.
Listen, you're a sweetheart, Marty. Always love talking to you, and take care, my friend.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Al.
Take care. I tell you, that's a sweet old man right there, folks. Frankly, I just have him up. He's a sponsor, and I just have him up. Yeah, he didn't even pay for that interview you just heard. I like having the guy up. And I like hurting the oil companies. I'm going to be honest with you. They sell you toxic filth just like the GMO food. And we pay out the nose for crap. And you've got a 60-year-old company with that character from the Chemical Weapon Corps That, you ought to talk to that guy in person, man. You can call him. He's something else. Marty Schachter. Okay, I'm going to play part of it now, part of it the next segment, then we'll get Luke Gradowski on. There's no way to set this up without seeing the video. This is so much worse. You've got to see it. And I personally, I want to go have a campaign against these Silverstein employees. I personally, well, look, they work for Silverstein. What does that tell you about them? These are very serious characters. And they come up, and the cops come up. They agree with him. It's real funny. They openly yell, he's got a bomb. He's a terrorist. He jokes on the tape. They joke on the tape. Well, we know you're not a terrorist, but so what? You're going to be in the hole for 30 days. And they arrest him as a terrorist in America on the city sidewalk. There's just three or four guys out there. They're across the street intimidating other cameras, telling them to turn theirs off. Luke's the only one that didn't aim his at the ground. And Luke called us up yesterday and said, hey, can I have a press pass? They're really starting to harass me and arrest me. I said, my God, son, you've got one today. So Luke will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes. Just an absolutely fabulous individual, and he's just a pure of heart, and he's the type of person we need to, you know, have in the battle against the New World Order. He doesn't sit there and nitpick and infight and do all the rest of it. He just takes action. And this is what he went through. He got arrested, but later they let him go before hauling him off because they knew that people had gotten away with video cameras. He confronted Zbigniew Brzezinski, who had him on a few days ago, and Brzezinski said, now sit down and shut up, and they drug him out hissing at him, the architect of Al-Qaeda. He wrote a book admitting he founded Al-Qaeda. But let's go ahead and start going to that clip. Here they are on the street in front of Silverstein Properties in America, and just unbelievable individuals come in, and they call in the cops who are their servants. Here it is.
Why would you be calling the cops? You're not doing anything illegal. This is a public sidewalk, a public New York City street. Now, this is Port Authority property, and the building's Port Authority property. They're not protesters. So this is a New York City street. This is Port Authority.
That's how they do it. So you can demonstrate, you have your free speech, but they play semantical games and then call you protesters and then use an old agreed-upon regulations that started in D.C. back in the 60s that if you want a march, you get a permit to take over the streets. Then they ban everything else. Luke Smart, he says, no, we're not protesters. It's First Amendment. See, it's just, this is so traitorous. Let's go back to it.
If you want to see that. It wasn't burning for 3 days.
What moment do you have left? Not handcuffs.
Sir, just 1 second.
See, Larry don't want to hear that.
I know Larry, but who's Larry? Larry's not above the law. We're citizens. We're Americans.
And you can't record this. You got to shut that off. You can't be recording this.
So all right, hit pause. Hit pause. Imagine two characters literally out of central casting walk up in suits, making the tough guy faces because they're actually so weak. Anyways, just weak. You're weak. Anyways, I just hate bullies, man. I hate them. I'm sorry. And scum and backbiters and backstabbers and all of you, you're going straight to hell. They walk over and they start going, I don't like what you're saying about Larry. And they start like going, you know, to these young men, and they're just so nice to them. I can't, but turn your cat, I told you, turn it off. Yeah, because they wanted to do a lot more. But you know what? They don't follow orders, and then they start accusing them of having bombs. Starts out calling them terrorists, or you could have a bomb, to announcing criminally he's got a bomb. Now, think, this is on a crowded New York street. He needs to be arrested immediately. You need to call the NYPD. You need to send him to PrisonPlanet.com to watch this video, and this guy needs to be arrested now. One of Silverstein's henchmen, here it is.
Can I ask you what you think of my picture?
I have every right to. You're on a public sidewalk. I'm a citizen. Hey, buddy. We were out here before, so I don't mean no disrespect.
Can you take your camera out of my face? Because you disrespected me by doing that.
So I'm not doing anything illegal.
No, I'm asking you politely. Can you take the camera out of my face?
That's off, right? It's not, right? Come on, you gotta shut that off, man.
You have every right to.
All right, hit pause.
He's off, man. Yeah, this is the camera. This is, what's your problem? We don't like what you're saying about Larry. We called the coppers. Yeah, they work for us now. Things are going real well.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 26, 2007, spot gold $675.70. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $696.66, $350.72 for half ounce, and $175.39 for quarter ounce coins. That's $696.66. $350.72 and $175.39. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What do you want at me? You're on the
ground! We have to stand up for
you! And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on?
Tell you what, let's come out of the next segment at the part of this song where Paris comes in. Going back to Silverstein Properties goons, you can hear him on audio say they work for him later, going, hey, look, Wires might have a bomb. Later he says, he got a bomb, handcuff him. Totally violates the Patriot Act, federal law, and other city and county laws. I mean, that's fire in a theater, ladies and gentlemen. And it's, ha-ha, look, you got arrested. Why don't you turn the camera off so we can clap as you? Let's go back to this tape. This is America. And the Luke was arrested. Here it is.
That's off, right? It's not, right? Come on, you gotta shut that off, man.
We have every right to, though.
Huh?
We're not doing anything legal. We have every right to.
When
Ricky comes, I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
Exactly.
I saw wires coming out of there. I think he's got a bomb in his bag. We're not terrorists. We're Americans, sir. We're citizens.
Well, you're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
I mean, just understand.
There's no record what he's saying. No record what I'm saying. Hey, please, do that favor.
I know.
Come on, do me a favor.
Yeah.
We have a problem with you guys. Come on.
What John said.
We do have a job. I do have a job, sir.
Don't record it. Don't record. Don't record. Shut the camera off right now.
Power go to you guys.
The camera's off, sir. Shut that camera off. It's on. Shut it off.
All right. Gentlemen.
This is a public sidewalk, a public street.
This is a public street.
That's public street.
This is also
public street. I'm not allowed to film you?
Huh?
I'm not allowed to film on a public street?
You're not allowed to film this. Put the camera down.
Huh?
It's the camera down.
I'm not allowed to film this?
Put the camera down.
Well, sir, I'm not breaking any laws, sir. I'm allowed to.
You're still recording me. Come on, man.
You have every right to, sir. I'm sorry, but constitutionally, legally, you have every right to. I know my rights. I've been working at the ACLU before, and I have every right to.
What's that guy's name?
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail?
Guess who's going to jail?
He's
got bombs in the back of his
backpack,
I think.
How you gonna say that, sir? That's slander.
I saw wires coming out of it. I don't know what you have in there.
Trust me.
I don't know. You look like that terrorist may look like.
I don't know what a terrorist looks like. Sir, that's very disrespectful.
I don't know what a terrorist looks like. You may be a terrorist for all I know.
How you gonna say that? We're not
doing
anything.
Wires coming out of the backpack.
I'm not a terrorist, sir.
You made threats, so now I'm concerned.
Nobody made a threat. Never made a threat, sir. What you're doing right now is slanderous, and it's libel.
Let the judge decide.
You have no right to do that.
Can we talk to God, or about what we're doing, or?
All right. Just let us know. How you doing, sir?
How are you doing?
How's everything? Finally get to talk to you.
Okay, I have to find out to do my homework yet.
Okay. Just make you understand, we were out here about a month ago,
yeah.
And the Port Authority police officers came. We have it on the record. We have it on camera also.
All right.
And he said that this is private property, and that is private property, but as far as going with this go, this is Greenwich Street, and this is New York City property.
It's considered a courtyard.
New York City public property, and therefore we could
the
be here.
The whole thing is considered a courtyard.
And a month ago...
Except some over there. That's actually the street.
That street over there.
Yeah.
That street's public.
Yeah.
And about a month ago, we were out here, and the police officer...
One was about 15 minutes. I guess that was the short one, so we'll try to get things together on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
If you believe in what we're doing here, you need to support us, and you do that by going to InfoWars.com and getting my documentary films, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Order of Death, and I've made 15. The Police State Trilogy is now out on DVD, all my other films. And I carry a bunch of other documentaries. I carry Loose Change Second Edition, America, Freedom to Fascism, Riddles in Stone, a great new film we're carrying about all the occult stuff in Washington, D.C. Let's go ahead and go to Luke Radowski. Luke, we're going to play some more of this clip again. There's actually a longer version. I didn't know we had a shorter, so I was out of the studio in the other room multitasking. When I heard suddenly music come on, I ran back in. Luke, describe for those that haven't seen the video or don't have internet what it was like and what happened.
Well, this video you're seeing is from April 11th. And it's when we're doing an action on every 11th of each month that we're doing nationwide. And we here in New York City, we're in front of the new Larry Silverstein World Trade Center Building 7 here in New York City, where we were confronted with his security guards, or as they describe themselves, as they identify themselves as police officers. And they told us that Larry's there and he's pissed off and he doesn't want us there. And they told us to leave. We stood up to these guys. We told them we have every right to be there. And then they started making threats against us and accusations.
Now, Luke, let me just stop you for a moment because, again, I wanted to get you on to make all this clear. That's the problem with, you know, audio outside, obviously. I can see their lips. I can barely hear them. We tried to fots or smuts, as they say, with the audio. so people could hear it. But clearly, yeah, they're saying they're cops. They look more like mafia, claiming they're cops, probably Silverstein goons, CIA, you name it. But yes, so if they're not cops, that's illegal. But you see them calling the cops act like they are their bosses. They probably are detectives. Now, does that detective know it's illegal? Because later he said you had a bomb. First it was it looks like he has a bomb. Later he says he's got a bomb. Have you filed a criminal complaint?
We have not filed a criminal complaint because we do not have any legal help or legal or lawyers. And if anybody's listening in the tri-state area, any lawyer or legal aid we could get would be such help. It would be a lot of help to us. And, you know, that guy, you know, he just started making accusations. First he said, you know, look at those strings. And then he tried to say, oh, you could have a bomb. And then he said, you do have a bomb. And that's when they called the Port Authority police officers.
So he filed a false report, called in a fake bomb threat. Now, that's a major issue, folks. We've gone through this nationally. People are claiming they're cops. They call in fake bomb threats. They're on the phone saying he's got a bomb. People are freaked out on the street of New York. And then the cops don't care. Hey, call in a fake bomb threat. They show up. They know it's all a fake bomb threat. But they still go ahead and tell them what happened after that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what this war on terror is about. We're just up there standing up for our rights, educating people, giving out flyers and DVDs about Building 7 and Larry Silverstein in front of his office, and these guys say we're terrorists. That's how far this war on terror has gone. So, you know, to stop freedom of speech, to stop doing what we're doing, they're calling us terrorists, which is absurd and ludicrous. And that's why we need to expose this and show everybody what's really happening.
If there was ever any doubt about who Silverstein is and how they operate and how they roll, there's no doubt now. I mean, for people that haven't seen the video, Luke, am I just...
Hello? Hello, hello? I'm here. Hello? Yeah, I'm talking right here. Check 1, 2. Are you guys can hear me? Hello, am I still...
Phone back up here. I actually have two different digital lines, and I'm sure it's all just a big mistake. You know, I've had ISDN lines for voice where I don't do radio shows in different offices, and they never cut out, ever have problems. In fact, these never cut out unless I'm on air, and it's always a very key topic. But again, I'm sure two separate ISDN lines of different phone companies, I'm just absolutely sure that they're cutting out by themselves, and it probably is what it is. But this, again, only happens on key topics, and again, it's probably just Murphy's Law. So I'm here via telephone line while they try to get my digital lines back up. We're very thankful to all our stations putting up with us today with this, but it is the cost of liberty. Luke, going back to you now, I was bringing up how these guys look like gangsters. Can you comment on that, please?
I mean, these guys were what they were. I mean, that one gentleman that said we had bombs in our backpacks actually said that Building 7 was burning for 3 days. That's how smart he is. You know, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and he's just one of these thugs, one of these guys who gives the NYPD a bad name. He doesn't deserve to wear the badge. And
what he doesn't know is, and I'm not exaggerating, if those guys both those guys went to L.A. and went to casting calls, they would have jobs immediately. And I'm not joking when I say this. Immediately. As gangster thugs, as soldiers on TV shows, instantly they would be on The Sopranos within a week.
Well, that's basically what these guys are, you know, thugs. They're trying to intimidate and scare us just because Larry Silverstein's got mad and he saw us.
Well, look, you could have had the police gun you down. I mean, if I went on a downtown street in New York with hundreds of people walking by, I was going, he's got a bomb, wires. I mean, I would be arrested, and I should be, but not when these guys, not when these un-American balls of maggot puke, and that's what they are. I mean, they're just, and the way they walked up to you and tried to intimidate you, you know, by making that, you know, that mafia face, I mean, it's just, oh, you're scum. I mean, I love this country so much, and to see dogs, pieces of filth, un-American cowards, ruling us and intimidating a great American like you, whose parents came from Poland. You were a little boy in Poland back when they would arrest people for what you were doing there, and the same thing's happening in America. It makes me sick, Luke. It makes me want to throw up. And it's not just there. Christians being arrested for praying on street corners. We have the video.
That's
anti-war protesters
so
next to 500 bricks
to stand up.
Go ahead, Luke.
That's why we have to fight this. That's why it's so important, you know. Just like in Poland, the people have to stand up, you know. And, you know, when the cops came, the situation even got worse because the cops came, they detained us for about an hour, and they wouldn't step near us for an hour. And I was asking them, can you guys talk? And you go, can we see what's going on here? Can I leave? They're like, no, stay there and move. And then in the video, the cops surrounded us. The Port Authority Police Department surrounded us with a bunch of those six thugs there. And as I was recording the conversation, you see one of the police officers reach at the camera lens, take the camera, turn it off. As I was recording the conversation illegally, and I told him, what are you doing? You know, this is illegal. You're not talking about that.
But you guys have gotten smart. And I want to say that this is what we've always advised people to do for at least 10 years. When you're doing one of these operations against the terrorist, you've got to have somebody down the street, and you got it on tape from down the street, and then you cut on the video to that other angle, Luke. Well done.
Yeah, you always need two cameras. Luckily, we were allowed to borrow a camera from friends. We really don't have all the cameras.
Luke, hey, the problem's handled. I'm going to buy you two cameras today. They're going to be mailed to you, my friend. Because I mean,
wow.
See you guys fighting, not even having cameras. No, I'm going to get them to you, because you are exemplifying everything we need to defeat this enemy. Going up against those travesties to America. That they are anti-American, like the devil is the Antichrist. They are the anti-American. They are literally quintessential dirtbag thugs, and they need to be arrested now. I want everybody to call New York and call that gangster Bloomberg and call them all, and we're going to put the headline out. Men claiming to be New York police issue fake bomb threat, almost cause riot on New York streets. We need to get after them aggressively, Luke.
We definitely do, and any legal help you could get, we would greatly appreciate. I thank you so much for, you know, helping us with these cameras. We're definitely going to make you proud with that. But also, I didn't even finish. When I had the camera, when they took the camera away from me illegally, then I got my phone out. And I was about to call you because you were on the air that day. And I was about to call you to put the conversation on record on speakerphone. The other officer also grabbed my cell phone. And I asked, why are you taking my phone away? And then he tried to claim that it was a gun. That's what he told me. And then after that, those guys tried to intimidate and scare me and my friend from not being there.
You got to be careful. You got actual mob on you now. And I mean, who do we think carried out the attacks, folks? It's mafia. That's what our government is. What is it like to see America turn into a mafia haven where they rule over us?
It's a sad thing. It's a sad day in America when these things happen to true Americans. And you know what? My family went through it in Poland, and my family fought for it. I'm going to fight for it here. And I'm going to make sure we take back this country, take back American sovereignty and the Constitution of the United States of America.
We're going to beat them, my friend. And, you know, right now we're using the info war. We're trying to be restrained. But they're going to keep pushing, and they're just going to get their butts kicked. I'm sorry.
They're going to keep pushing, but we're going to keep fighting back, and they're going to get their butts kicked. And I would just really like to thank all the people out here in New York City that are part of change, a part of, you know, that come out to these organizations. That come
and the website is wearechange.org, correct?
Yes, wearechange.org. And I'm just one person. There's many people in this fight, and I would like to thank these people from the bottom of my heart that always help me out, always come out to Ground Zero, and always, you know, do all these things with me. God bless all those people. They know who they are.
Well, Luke, I get so desensitized to all the things that are happening. After I got off the air on the 11th, I heard that you'd been arrested and all that had happened. They'd taken everything, and then I kind of, you know, called you a week later but got you on about Brzezinski and kind of glazed over it. And we can't let that happen, like with the hate laws. They just keep introducing them until we get acclimated to it. And I watched that in full. I watched a little bit before. And I couldn't believe it. He goes from that might be a bomb, he could have a bomb, to yelling, he's got a bomb. I mean, and they think claiming you've got a gun is okay. And it's so scary that America has turned into this, and Silverstein's own private goons, who are the police. Now, have you confirmed these guys are cops? They were claiming they were cops, correct?
The first time we went out by Building 7, they identified themselves as police officers. We did street actions there before, and it's a public street, and they know it. And I don't know why they try to pull this off. And the first time we went out there, they showed us some badges, and they told us to stop, and they detained us before. Second time we came out there, they did the same thing, but we stood our ground, and we stood there for about a while. They tell us that police officers, they're either former or current NYPD police officers. I don't know if they're former or current police officers, though.
And of course, it's come out that Bernard Kierik was mafia. Giuliani's dad was a mafia boss, a capo. That's mainstream news, ruled by these men. And they're just, they've been fighting with their own wimpy kind so long, they don't understand. They need to leave a real Americans alone. We're the type of Americans that won World War II. We're the type of Americans that kicked the British hind end. You can go feed on the little old ladies and the immigrants and the people that are used to your dirtbag behavior. Don't mess with us, scum. We're sick of you. And I want everybody to know that. I want everybody to call New York City police, and you tell them that that was an act of terrorism, them claiming that people had bombs down there. It could have created a major incident. We're going to get a story up on this, and we're calling for those terrorists to rest. It is terrorism to claim there are bombs when they aren't. And then they even admit on the tape, hey, you're going to be in the hole for 30 days. Doesn't matter that you're not a terrorist. I mean, we've got them admitting they're there racketeering, and they're there trying to frame young American men who were... Now, tell them what your placard said.
My placard had a big banner that stated that 9/11 was an inside job. It's a beautiful big sign.
Oh, my God. I'm just so sick of this filth. We're going to get the video posted back up on the main page. Your website is wearechange.org. You're the real 9/11 truth in New York. And, You're rampaging forward, Luke, and we're going to get you some more cameras so you can be more effective and be more protected. And you need to start wearing a wire. You can get a little mini disc recorder, a little bubble chip recorder, you know, a small chip recorder that's tiny with a tiny mic. And you need to just totally ace these clowns. And, you know, we're going to get them. And they've already got in trouble with the CIA spying on the local bike riding organization. I mean, that's how bad it is in your New World Order city. But, you know what? I guarantee you those thugs aren't going to like the fact that they've been exposed. They also came out, and it's on the tape, and said Larry's, quote, pissed off. Excuse that term. It's a documentary show. We're documenting what they said. That Larry himself had dispatched them.
Yeah, he said Larry doesn't want to hear that. And then I told him, who's Larry? Larry is a citizen just like I am.
Larry don't want to hear it,
Slade.
You go shut up now. This ain't your country no more. You understand? We've taken over.
See, those guys are the terrorists. And if you look at other videos that we put out before, you can actually see the anti-terrorism unit, the Hercules teams in New York City, actually confront us with M16s, with German Shepherds, and try to intimidate and stop us. And
oh, they can't wait. They can't wait to take our families in and beat our children to death with clubs. They can't wait to put us in camps. They build FEMA camps everywhere. And I'm sorry, folks, let them come. Just let these cowardly, big, fat-bellied pieces of trash come and mess with real Americans. All we want is freedom and liberty, and we're tired of their mafia crap. Ugh, man, to see my country be ruled by king rat thugs, it's so pathetic. I'm glad my grandfathers aren't alive to see this. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe we've turned into this. God help us.
We just got to stay positive. We got to keep fighting back. We got to stand up. We got to stand up on every 11th of each month until the lie of Netherland comes out, and it's coming out. You know, people are waking up. Those officers give a bad name. They don't deserve to wear the badge. There's many more officers here in the city that know the truth, that will stand up for the truth, that know what's going on, and those are the guys we have to stand by. Those are the guys that can't give these guys a bad name. And we're going to do it, man. I'm telling you. We're going to take this country back, you know, no matter what. No matter what.
Well, look, I got your phone call a few weeks ago. Obviously, you couldn't call in live because they'd stolen your phone when they arrested you there. But I mean, I'm just speechless to watch them. It was the relish they were doing it with. They were enjoying it. And though you're gonna get handcuffed, I mean, is it fun for them to kill America?
I mean, it's a sad situation. I don't know. Those guys are scum. Literally scum. You know, just like Brzezinski, they're just, you know, mindless thugs that can't even have a rational thought in their mind. And, you know, it's up to us to change that, man.
Well, they issued a fake bomb threat on the street of New York. He got a bomb! He says it loud. I mean, that is a federal crime on video. Federal crime on video. And, Man, I remember when I in 2000 saw that video of Abby Newman, and they find the pocket constitution, and the state police say, this may be illegal. Luke, where do you see this going in the future?
I think we just have to, you know, keep educating the cops here in New York City, keep educating the military, because the global elite, the Brzezinskis, Rockefellers, are nobody without the Army and without the police department. And that's what we're doing here in New York City. We're outreaching to the police department. We're outreaching to the military and educating them about the New World Order, about the destruction of the Constitution, and about 9/11. And I think everybody has to do that. I think everybody has to stand up. And I'm going to remain optimistic, and I think we could do it. I think we could slowly but surely take this country back. Loose Change, you know, is coming out of theaters. We're going to be here in New York City on 9/11/07, and we're going to make history again, just like we made history in 9/11/06. And we're going to do it. I'm telling you, we got to stay positive. These guys are scum, but guess what? There's all the officers that look down on what these guys do, and
Luke,
they're going to get
Luke,
here, so this is going to come out.
Luke, how long, when we come back, one final comment from you. I want to find out how long you were in handcuffs, what they said to you once it happened, once they took your camera away. We only have the video of you at a distance. The websites are prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. And we have links on the website, Lisa told my webmaster too, to wearechange.org. Stay with us. The video is up there on wearechange.org. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Another
flashing chance at bliss.
Chance at bliss. Another.
All right, I'm told I'm overdriving even on this telephone. So upset. Here I am with Luke Radowski of 9/11 Truth in New York. We are change.org. What a great name. What great folks there in New York taking action. Luke, how long were you handcuffed after they, quote, said they were arresting you? Once they had disarmed you of documenting their activities, they didn't know there was a camera down the street. What type of pleasures did they have with you?
Now, it's important to know, luckily they never handcuffed us, but they did detain us.
Because I saw you with your hands behind your back on the video with cops.
Because the guy told me, you know, don't move your hands around. Don't put your hands in your pockets. Don't move your hands around. You know,
he'd already called your cell phone a gun.
Terrorist. And, you know, and the only thing I could do, you know, and he said, just put your hands behind your back. Don't move your hands. And that's what I did. I just put my hands behind my back, and I didn't make any sudden movements to, you know, worry these guys. But they did detain us for an hour, which means they questioned us, and they didn't know what to do. And it's important to know, in New York City, there's two police divisions. There's the Port Authority Police Department and the New York City Police Department, and there are two different divisions. And those two divisions were deliberating for about an hour what to do far away from us. It was either they were either thinking either really calling in a bomb threat, really calling in a threat, or really just threatening us and bullying us out of there.
I guarantee you there was probably one or two sane cops, and I bet they were saying to the other cops, what are you doing calling in bomb threats, man?
I mean, they were there for an hour. They were arguing with each other what to do, whatever.
Well, they should have arrested those guys because, I mean, my God, are police allowed to call in? I mean, they walk up, they say, Silverstein doesn't like you. You're not allowed to have the sign here. It's clearly on tape that that's why they were upset. They claim they're police officers, and then he says he's got a bomb and calls the police. My God, this is the most cut-and-dry bomb threat on video, called in by some grease bucket, and he needs to go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were also telling us to turn off the camera. It was very smart of us not to, because if we really did, then they really would have legitimized everything. They would have really would have done what they wanted with us. And it's always important, whenever you do these street actions, always, no matter what, keep these cameras on. You have every right to, as a citizen.
Well, there's also tiny recorders now. We've actually got one. Tiny little digital chip. It's like the size of a pen, and it's got a little microphone, and those idiots don't even know about them. And that's what cops pull me over. I just reach over and click it on and go, yes, hi, how you doing? And so we've got to start recording the enemy of America. And again, some of their soldiers may be good people, but the system is the enemy of America. It is a parasite. We will defeat the enemy. You're going to be defeated, you slack-jawed mafia scum. Luke Radowski, I'm going to call you in an hour. I've got technical stuff I've got to work on here, and I've got a bunch of other phone calls I've got to make. But I want to call you, and I think it'll just be better if I just I'll just overnight you a check so you can go buy the cameras you want. I would just recommend buying like $400 little Sonys. Then you'll have two of them. I'll buy you two of those, or you can buy one bigger, you know, $800 camera if you want. But in my experience, a little $350 to $400 ones are really effective for the kind of guerrilla stuff you're doing. And so we'll be sending that off to you, my friend.
God bless you, man. This really means so much to us. We started from nothing. We lost everything lately, and we're rebuilding because of great people like you, and God bless you.
I understand, my friend. I'll talk to you in an hour. God bless. Yeah, I've seen Luke the last few weeks asking for more help with the camera and stuff, and so I thought somebody else would step up. So that's what we do here. We step up to the plate. And if you want to support me and my staff and my crew and what we're doing so I can buy cameras for young men like Luke Radowski, a college student who does work a full-time job, didn't have the money to buy a camera in New York, so expensive, buy videos from us, buy books from us. I'll be on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., God willing. You can listen to that at Infowars.com. But seriously, financially support us. Want to donate to us. We've gotten to the point where we need it. Don't donate to us if that's easier for you. All right, take care, folks. Have a great weekend. Spend some time with your family. And please support us in the work we're doing. Great job to the crew running the show. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.